Welcome to Primary Report. Hello, I'm Olivia Sosatsky. We're here thanks to the New South Wales Farmers Association. On today's show, the federal budget is handed down. There's a decision on whether AWB will be sold to Cargill, and New Zealand may be allowed to control quarantine measures on apples bound for Australia. New South Wales Farmers President Charles Armstrong says there's nothing in the budget that's particularly upsetting for agriculture, but says there are plenty of lost opportunities. Mr. Armstrong joins me. Charlie, first of all, tell us what you do like.
Well, there's several things, actually. The first one is the research and development funding. We're certainly very pleased that that has not been cut. Farm management deposits have an additional flexibility factor in there, which is also advantageous for us. There is a commitment to continue on the drought pilot in Western Australia. And in addition to that, for any of New South Wales farmers who are still in the exceptional circumstance areas, that potential and the whole scheme of exceptional circumstances will continue on for another 12 months as well. The funding for financial counsellors has been recommitted, so that's good. So there are some good, small, relatively small areas where the budget has been quite good for agriculture, but some of the big items are really quite shortfalls.
What do you mean by that? Is there something in there that's missing, or is there something in there that you don't particularly like?
Well, there's two things we don't like, and that is there is an allocation of $1.8 billion for regional New South, regional Australia, but it is contingent upon the mining tax getting through Parliament. And also, we were seeking a reduction in the company tax rate for small business, and that has been approved, but also contingent upon the mining tax getting through. So there are some quite good commitments, but they have a proviso.
It must also be quite worrying to see that the Department of Agriculture, Fisheries and Forestry has had some of its funding slashed.
Yes, again, the DAF, as we know, has been a source of cuts for the budget, for the federal budget, for quite some time. But they've still announced in the budget $38 million cut over 4 years. Now, we're seeing a department that is underfunded, has a huge job, and we're seeing Treasury looking at it as a place to cut.
Apple growers say Biosecurity Australia has set a dangerous precedent by recommending New Zealand apples be imported without any Australian checks or balances. The association's Horticulture Committee Chair Peter Daly is outraged and is now calling on Federal Agriculture Minister Joe Ludwig to step in.
Biosecurity have made a recommendation that New Zealand apples be allowed entry into Australia without any restrictions whatsoever. As long as the New Zealand growers comply with orchard best practices, which is similar to what we do here in Australia, they will allow them in. Also, they can sign off themselves on what they do, and Australia will accept that.
So it sounds like New Zealand would have total control of any quarantine arrangements that we should be putting in place.
Yeah, most certainly. And I would have to say I'm very, very disappointed with the process of BA or biosecurity. In Australia, it's quite obvious they've put up the white flag of surrender. And all along, we've had to, and all our appeals and whatever in the whole process had to be science-based. I believe now that they're saying that there was no science available to stop firelight coming to this country, and they've certainly looked at the trade issue and not science.
Okay, so where is the Federal Agriculture Minister in all of this?
Well, we certainly appeal to the Federal Minister now to put his hand up and say, look, enough's enough, we've got to go back to this process. And also I must congratulate the Shadow Minister of Agriculture, John Cobb. He has made a statement they will be working vigorously with industry into putting some processes in place and appealing to the current federal government.
New South Wales Farmers is disappointed its attempt to block the sale of AWB to US grain handling and trading company Cargill has come to an end. Grains Committee member Ross Durham says the ACCC and Foreign Investment Review Board have both decided to give the deal the thumbs up.
I guess, Olivia, I'm disappointed in the original decision to allow Agrium to buy AWB, allowing Cargill then to purchase the grain marketing and storage side of the business from Agrium. You know, it's been out of Australian control in as far as that sale goes.
Were you at the very least expecting some sort of